from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom with your noon update. The health department reported 32 more confirmed cases of coronavirus in Sonoma County as of last night. There are now 487 active cases and 514 recovered cases in the county, bringing our total to over 1,000 cases. These numbers represent a significant jump in cases, increasing 40% in the last 2 weeks. Sonoma County District Attorney Jill Ravitch announced yesterday that more than 2,700 people convicted for cannabis-related crimes in Sonoma County will have their records expunged through a relief program initiated after California voters legalized recreational cannabis use among adults 4 years ago. The announcement comes just 5 days before the state deadline that was set for counties to reduce and dismiss convictions based on now-defunct weed laws. A scary incident on Mendocino Avenue. An elderly woman accidentally crashed her car into the Cavalier's Bakery storefront yesterday afternoon. The vehicle ended up inside the store after breaking through the windows and a glass door. Neither the woman nor any patrons or employees were injured in the crash. Authorities have not released the name of the woman, and there are also at this point no estimates on the amount of damage incurred to the bakery. You can stay up to date on our website at ksro.com and also download the new KSRO app available in the Google Play Store and also on iTunes. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom.